Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the
Doncaster. At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Yes.
Well, it is 9/11. Thought we should dress up. Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Thanks, everyone, for coming out and sacrificing a little bit of your September 11s to be here. How good was Pete, everyone? You enjoy that? All right. He didn't really leave us much, did he? But here we are. Pretty big day today.
Very big day. You know how are you doing, mate? Yeah, I figure I'm missing the UFC right now, so I figure I may as well dress like Conor McGregor soon. You know what I mean? And I think I've nailed it.
Not the only 21 today. September 11. There's a young listener I met last week from Tumut.
Yeah.
Turning 21.
Oh, yeah?
Forgot his name. I wasn't listening because I was thinking about how his mother missed the whole show giving birth to him.
You're 21 today, 21 today, 21 today. You are the one we adore. You've never been 21 before. Your friends want you to have a great day
back.
And shout hip hip hooray.
Takes a sting out of the tragedy, that song, I reckon. Oh, look at this. Fucking hell. You're trying to pour it like you want to be on an ad. That is... Oh, you stopped right before the end.
Well, yeah, sorry.
You fucking beer-pouring dick tease.
Man, big week this week for Aussie incidents on planes. We can send some stuff.
Yeah, there was a guy at Jetstar, and a few people sent it to us. Jetstar, obviously delayed, stock standard, but the flight had been delayed for 3 hours in Melbourne, and just before takeoff, he thought, fuck this, I need a dart. And so it got delayed even further. Yeah. Which 3 hours into... That's a 7 hour flight. If it had taken off on time, 7 hours, which means he was just going to dart up anyway.
Probably. But were they on the plane for 3 hours, sitting on the tarmac?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough then. What do you... I thought you mean he just got on after a 3 hour delay and went off. Forgot to have one.
No, no, no.
All right.
Just sat there and then
I'm
kind of
on his side there.
Oh, yeah?
Well, no, but, you know, it's better than it was. Pete, who you saw before, he's been turning around with us. It's been pretty good.
Yep.
He was at your show last week, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. My stand-up recording at the Corner in Melbourne last week. After the show, I wanted to go out in the bar and had a beer. I hadn't had a beer at that stage for 6 weeks, and I was fucking fanging for one. And in the meantime, though, I was drinking heaps normal, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. Go to heapsnormal.com, chuck and duty free at checkout. Sorry, I'm back. And go for a drink, and my manager, Kat, was there, and she said, no, you can't go outside. And I go, what do you mean? I can't go to the bar. And she said, there's someone out there acting weird. We think you've got a weird stalker here. And I'm like, oh, well, it hasn't happened in 15 years of stand-up. I doubt it's fucking tonight. You know, they...
Plus, what a kick in the teeth to get a stalker that looks like Pete. Not rock and roll comedy, is it? Not getting well, undies thrown at you.
I didn't know it was Pete. And we're waiting, and I eventually got to go to the bar upstairs, and I called Pete and said, where are you? And he said, they're not letting me in. And Turns out I didn't have a stalker. Pete was just very high. So when security were asking questions and he was given weird answers, I thought he wanted to fucking Monica Salas me or something. I don't know.
I nearly ended up on an episode of this just this morning as flew down from Brisbane.
Very good.
Not great. Not a great time.
You're in 3, eh?
Standard.
Yeah. Captain of the B team, front row and economy. But you had some people behind you. Who do you think on a plane, talking at volume, what profession would annoy Heggie the most? Bang. You've fucking done it.
Hold on. Please, let me. Please, you've earned this.
This guy, right, he just met a new protege on the plane. Like, they met each other just there. Like, fuck, all right. He's talking about, you know...
Do you reckon he looked down and went, fuck, you don't have socks on with your shoes either?
Yeah.
And it looks like you got a haircut this morning. Before an 8 a.m. flight. You now, must be in real estate.
They're a little more old guard. He's sort of mid-50s, the main offender. But just talking at volume. They talk loud when they're talking about their fucking conquests.
Yeah.
These guys. And he's... Like, I was napping, in and out of sort of napping. And then he just started, like, you know, talking about sales and shit.
What the fuck is that?
And he started whacking his... He had his tray table and started whacking the table.
Yeah.
And some of you might not know this, but your tables are attached to the seat in front. And... It was fucking pissing me off. And I did a little bit of glancing around. I thought, that's not going to cover it. And he just kept doing it. So I wrote it down on a piece of paper. And I don't know if you've passed notes to strangers, but it's quite satisfying. But I sort of put it over the back of my chair and I had to wiggle it a bit because he wouldn't take it for the first couple of seconds. And he took it. And
I'm surprised they didn't point at you and go, we got 1.2 million over here.
Well, funny you say that, because the note said, mate, you're going to have to stop punching your table. You're not at an auction. Wasn't threatening. I didn't say I'm going to punch you or anything. It's just, that's it. And you put the tray table up and they shut up. So that's how you do it. Good, isn't it? Over in a few minutes.
Well, we wouldn't have a podcast if people were as clever as you, Heggie. So.
We do
anyway,
exactly because
and
that, I am.
We de-escalated the situation quickly and the flight landed safely. Anyway... Next time on Who Gives a Fuck on What Happened on This Flight. We've got a great, great story today, though.
Oh, we do. Today we want to honour a great American, considering the day. Never forget. Who's managed to galvanise the community in these troubled times.
By the way, just quickly, this week there was I don't know if you saw it, Patriot Day 2022.
Oh.
It was meant to kick off at the Clubhouse in Virginia, a restaurant. They went ahead and... because it is 9/11 and 21 years since the big day, they went ahead and did a 9/11 themed menu. Obviously, it's not going ahead. Their big day. They got in trouble pretty quickly. They had the Flight 93 redirect. First responder flatbread, which... Oh, duh. Fucking flat. They had to go with flat bread. Yeah. 9/11 oysters. They had a remember teeny, which is a key lime rum drink. Pentagon pie. Freedom flounder. But my favourite is the 2,977 chowder. And the reason they went with that number is because that's how many people died.
Sort of. It's close to powder, isn't it? Chowder. They should. They've missed a trick there, though. They haven't got they didn't have a beer tower or a fucking cock and bush or something, something big. Anyway, this week, mate, it's a classic American, one of your heroes, Calvin Cordazar Broaddus Jr., also known as Snoop Dogg.
None of you will be surprised when I played that to Heggie. He said, what's this song? So
Oh, I always know because they yell their own fucking names throughout the... Who is this? Of course. But Snoop Dogg, formerly...
Who mixed this song? DJ Khaled! Oh, there it is. Yeah. There we go.
What a gift to just yell your own fucking name.
My favourite one, at least they yell it. The weird one to me is Jason Derulo.
Just says because, it.
No, he softly sings it, which is so much creepier. Oh. Just your own song, and then you go, Jason Derulo, yeah. It's like, oh fucking hell, man. I'm going to start doing it before my bits, though. The same tone. Nick Cody, yeah. Yeah, my son goes to daycare now, and it's been great.
Well, finally, I remember, well before you were married, I saw you walk up and whisper that in a young woman's ear at a park.
My name or Jason Derulo? Turns around, fuck, well, I thought you would have looked a bit different.
Snoop Dogg, though, formerly Snoop at Doggy Dog, and briefly Snoop Lion.
Mm.
Canine's Rusty, yeah. Loss was feline's gain. Briefly. He's back on the dog side now, though. Stick with your brand. It'd be like you changing your middle name from J to a G at this late stage. Too far in.
G's here. G's in the room. You'd get upset with that.
I'll tell you what. As larrikins go, there's almost too much on this bloke. It's pretty... I didn't know what
if
to
you keep calling my dad Jeffrey with a J, he'll fucking do an e-scooter 911 up onto this stage right now.
Snoop Dogg, though. Incredibly successful American ex-criminal pothead. The bright lights dream. Anyone can make it. After becoming Dr. Dre's protege, hit a couple of number one records in the 90s, kick things off. I'm sure the youth know this. I didn't really care. After being in and out of prison for cocaine possession and selling drugs in the late 80s, his criminal life coming to a crescendo in 1993, he was charged with first degree murder.
Oh.
That's quite serious. It was his bodyguard who shot and killed a rival gang member, not Calvin. He was just driving the car.
Two-man job, obviously.
Yeah.
Don't shoot and drive. That's dangerous. All right, always bring a friend.
In the 1995, this is a classic American story, 1995 trial, he got off completely thanks to some police incompetence, obviously, and his lawyer, Jackie Childs, the Johnny Cochran.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He had the same one.
Yep. Johnny
Cochran. OJ's one.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
One and the same. Johnny Cochran's rates went up a year later, courtesy of Orenthal J. Simpson and the cash he had to splash on glass.
If I got OJ off, my TV ad be, you saw what I did.
Pretty much. He in 97, though, Snoop Dreams pleaded guilty to assault charges before he promised to make public service announcements against violence in exchange for 3 years probation. Everything must go, especially justice.
What do you mean?
Imagine that.
So what, he just, on a rap album, just slid...
Not on an album, just public service announcements.
Yeah.
Just go, yeah, try not to be violent. Don't have to go...
Anyway, here's my new song, 187 on a motherfucking cop. Yeah. Forget what I said before.
Bit of a timeline. Snoopreme announced that he'd be giving up drugs and women in 2002. Oh. Didn't last.
9/11 affects people differently, you know?
Yeah. 2003, Snoop Dogg millionaire and his entourage were implicated in a civil rape case from when he guest hosted the TV show Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh.
And 1 month before the 36-year-old plaintiff filed her suit, Snoop sued her for extortion. Both suits were dropped. So you get on the front foot. Legal-wise over there, you can head it off at the pass. Fast forward to...
Somehow this is more grim than 9/11 chat.
Yeah. I'm just paying... Look, he's a great bloke, obviously, but also, I don't know. Fast forward to February 2022 and a woman has sued Big Snoopy Doodah Day for... I'm trying to think of extra names for Snoop, but I'm going to run out. For sexual assault after a concert in Anaheim in 2013. He's denied that. So that's pending. Shouldn't talk about it. It's alleged. 2007, arrested after performing in a concert with P. Diddy in Sweden for suspected drug use. Snooshy train. was just denied everything. 2007, there's a fair bit here, sorry, this is just a rap sheet, we'll get into it in a sec. 2007, he escaped a jail term on gun and drug charges in April, but he's sentenced to 5 years probation and 800 hours community service.
800?
Yeah.
Just go to jail, that's a lot.
You get more than 800 jail hours, like that's, I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't have to do stuff in there.
Yeah. I think you do. A fair bit of running. Dodging. Work on your sidestep. In 2007, he's denied entry into Australia to perform at the MTV Music Awards for not fulfilling character requirements.
Fucking hell.
We just dropped that a year later, let him in.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw him at a, I think it was like a big day out or something. I knew one of the bands on and they got me side of stage and Snoop was on.
Mm.
Smoking a joint on stage and telling everyone to yell, fuck the police.
Yeah.
While his big team of police that were there to protect him were side of stage singing along and laughing.
Really. Actual police?
Or yeah, actual his... cops. Oh, like, cops are there for protection.
Yeah.
And he's saying all that and they were just having a laugh.
Great.
Oh, whatever, Snoop. Don't have a gun here, do you, champ? We do.
He's been denied entry for a lot of places. It denied entry in Norway in 2012 for having 8 grams of pot on him and an undeclared fat stack of cash. Doesn't sound too bad to me, but he was 2015. He was arrested in Sweden for narcotics use. Hair of the Snoop said. he uses a word that we're not allowed to use anymore. I'm not going to say it, so I'm going to do a little. Snoop said, got me in the back of a police car right now in Sweden, cuz. Pulled her over for nothing, taking us to the station where I've got to go pee in a cup for nothing. I ain't done nothing. All I did was come into the country and did a concert. Now I've got to go to the police station for nothing. He said nothing too many times.
He's done something.
Made me think.
Too many nothings equals something.
You know how he got out of that? Couldn't be proven that he consumed it in Sweden.
Fuck yeah.
Because he just arrived. So he's like,
so again, I think
it's, on a plane.
It's my rule with drink driving. I reckon if you drink, like if I drink here today and I fly back to Melbourne tonight and then I drive and I get pulled over and they go, you're 0.07. I go, not here, I'm not.
Yeah.
That was, they were New South Wales beers, mate.
Yeah. Here's the tally on my boarding pass.
Yeah, I've got the receipts.
He'd been arrested and detained. Phil jumped the gun then, arrested him a day too early. But he'd been detained there in 2007 before when he's doing a concert with Puff D. Diddy, Ding Dong Daddy Do. After that fiasco, Snoop has said, oh, that's it, Sweden. There's no more Snoop Dogg for any of you. Enough is enough. And they're probably still crying. anyway, this is more your cup of tea here. Business ventures and investments. Broadus. Yeah. Been an active entrepreneur and investor. In 2009, he was appointed creative chairman of Priority Records. 2013, Broadus and his brand manager released an app, Snoopify. Let's users plaster stickers of Snoop's face, joints, or a walrus hat on photos.
Wow.
His mate built the app.
Obviously.
After discovering stickers in Japan. And in 2015, $30,000 a week in sales. Pretty
fucking
good.
Hell.
You people will buy anything. on
that's
that,
actually, a weed smoker's idea, yeah. Catered for people who smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah.
And they bought it.
Mm.
30 grand for crazy fucking three stickers on an app.
Yeah.
Sick.
same year, Broadus became a minority investor in his first investment venture, Ease, a California-based weed delivery startup. That promised to deliver medical marijuana to persons' doorsteps less than 10 minutes instead of people that go on for the police speak persons.
Now, when you said minority shareholder, what did you mean by the first word?
It's unclear how long that 10-minute bullshit lasted. It's like 3 minutes and water in an Uber. That's gone.
Oh, yeah. That's...
As soon as they got the goodwill, they got you. Fuck off. No more friendliness.
Don't even have seatbelts now in some Ubers. Just get in and fucking hope for the best.
Yeah. Cabs are no better. Cabs just start bargaining with you like you're in the third world now.
Oh, but yeah.
Start yelling. Where did
cab last
amounts.
Night? Got in. They get $25. Yeah. Well, I haven't gone anywhere yet, so I just said, no, that's the price.
Yeah.
There's a meter not on. Ah, it worked. He just said 25.
Yeah, just yell cash amounts out the window.
Yeah.
Fucking sick.
And he saw four blokes holding kebabs that were getting colder by the second. He knew he was getting $25.
Broadus, in 2015, also a busy year for Broadus. He's launched his new digital media business, Mary Jane, M-E-R-R-Y, focuses on news about marijuana.
Oh.
He said, Mary Jane is cannabis 2.0. He said in promotional video for the media source. Crossroads of pop culture, business, politics, health. Why not? I mean, let's face it. People go to mamamiranews.com for their news. Why not fucking Mary Jane? Mary Jane hosts a wellness retreat hip-hop tour every year.
Wow.
I thought wellness was all namaste and Enya and shit.
Yeah.
Bit different to listen to that. You know,
I don't know how good gin and juice is for you, but if Snoop says it's wellness, it must be wellness.
Oh, wellness retreats, all fucking whale noises and rubbing mud into your guru's phallus. So, right at the same time, he must have taken a break from yelling his own name over existing music in 2015 because he also launched Leafs by Snoop. Like he's... Someone, that's that. I don't know who that's passed through, but said Leafs.
Leafs.
Not having that.
Yeah. Not leaves.
Yeah.
Leafs.
Leafs by Snoop. Marijuana flowers, concentrates and edibles. Who would have picked legalising pot would turn of many cashed up street thugs into fucking entrepreneurs?
I think Colorado had like a massive state deficit, like billions of dollars, and they turned it around in 1 year.
Of course.
Just selling pot.
Well, he beat Tyson to the punch by becoming the first celebrity to... just launch a weed lolly business. Pretty good. Broadus ventured into the video game business, creating his own esports league known as the Gangster Gaming League.
Oh, wow.
Pretty good. It was announced that Broadus in 2022 had joined FaZe Clan. You know anything about that?
No.
It's a, some.
I'm still laughing at Gangsters Gaming. What was it?
Gangster Gaming League.
Oh, fucking hell.
FaZe Clan is some sort of video game shit. And he'd like be he's on their board of directors. That's what he does, I think. Sees an opportunity, gets in, gets bought out, or like recruited by someone bigger who knows what they're doing. Pretty clever. Broadus, he's had a wife for a long time, Shante Monique Broadus, hashtag Boss Lady Entertainment. Over on
that's who got your website.
Over on Instagram. This is over on Instagram. This is what she is in order. She is.
Oh, hold on. Oh, no. Oh, this is going to be busy. Yep.
No, not much. She's wife, mother, grandmother, and a boss since I came out of the womb.
More kidding!
I hope she just means the boss one of those for the womb part. Like, you can't, you know. Shante. He's also, she is Snoola Hoops' manager. not only of his rap shit, but also video games and weed lollies and all that other shit. They've been married twice to each other. Classic.
What, not even a renew the vows? So like marry, divorce, marry?
Yeah, marry, divorce,
great.
Marry. Yeah.
Fuck,
not renewal vow, no.
Yeah.
Renewables. just a love tale of two business people, as old as time itself. Snoop has gotten into animal rights in 2014. He became a public vegan. Is there another kind?
makes you think, doesn't it?
And this this happened to coincide with his becoming...
Oh, not the toy.
This happened to coincide with his becoming a paid ambassador for vegan food company Beyond Meat. This paved
good
the way.
Good timing.
Yeah. And straight after that, he invested in Original Foods, the one who make his favourite munchie, pigless pork rinds.
Oh, fucking, that is atrocious. Pigless pork rinds.
You don't want to know what's in that.
Oh,
that's fucking rank.
It's like saying like tofu bacon bits. You know, oh, yeah. No. Nah. You already picked a shit thing and now you've made a worse version.
I mean, this happy partnership tends to overlook the fact that he wears fur coats all the time. As a man. In 2005, like, he's got a big heart, he founded the Snoop Youth Football League for at-risk young Californians.
I think that's just called Football League.
Yeah.
It's not rich kids going, hut, hut, and fucking smashing each other.
Yeah.
Till their heads go all white. You know, the brains are all mushy and white spots on it.
Well,
it's not rich kids. That's polo. That's your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My horse is way too little.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's this is almost a respectable...
That's a fuck-off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the only form of philanthropy Snoop Dogg gets in on. He partners with city officials and annually gives away turkeys to the less fortunate in Inglewood, California, at Thanksgiving.
That's only ever been done by people who are up to no good.
Oh.
Just to term a truck full of turkeys,
yeah.
You go, you stole that from someone who sells turkeys.
It's 3,000 turkeys you gave away. If I were homeless in Inglewood, I could think of nothing better than a fucking turkey coming at me at speed from the back window of a fucking limo.
Yeah.
Snoop
it's hard
himself.
Now, but it'll thaw out for a nice pillow tonight.
Snoop's has, in 2009, Snoop was a card-carrying member of the Nation of Islam. He's gotten into religion. even gave them a $1,000 cash donation to firm up the membership.
You're a platinum Muslim. I don't know, can you buy your way up?
Well, guaranteed entry into paradise. Ain't fucking cheap, buddy.
Yeah.
Although that's not a bad deal.
The pigless pork rinds aren't going to help him now. Yeah. He can still have his favourite snack. Yeah. Smart move, Snoop.
Well, he's faltered a little bit. It didn't last. 2012, he converted to Rastafari, just a better fit.
Yeah.
He took a trip to Jamaica where he changed his name to Snoop Lion and put out a reggae album.
Yeah, and it was atrocious.
Did you listen to it?
I heard enough of it.
One bar.
Yeah.
Changing his name back for business purposes, obviously. He did state at the time, I have always said I am Bob Marley reincarnated.
Oh, fuck, man.
Although,
we've spoken about this before.
What?
Nobody's ever reincarnated as like, I reckon I was just a bit of a shit bloke from 1700s England. It's Leonardo da Vinci always a big thing.
Yeah. It's not the guy who fucking, you know, died under a hoist in his mechanic shop. That's me. Bullshit. It's a fucking prince, isn't it? I mean, even though, like, this another chink in this is that Marley died when Snoop Dang Diggity Dog was 10 years old. Like, I don't know all the rules about reincarnation.
Yeah.
So, it's like playing pool in an out-of-town pub. Like, fucking, what's going on? House rules.
Maybe it just changed. Changed a bit in grade 3, you know. Maybe it entered him late.
Mm, yeah. A year later, though, he was criticised by the Rastafari community in Jamaica for not fulfilling his commitments to the culture. Snoop brushed his shit off and said his beliefs are...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Personal, not up for judgment by others.
What? All of them so far have been pretty public beliefs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they wanted some sweet cash and he wasn't coughing up.
I've just got to ask, is there a flight?
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. So I just had to double check.
Soon.
I'm like,
I just
got to
set the scene. Maybe someone doesn't know Snoopy.
I love if this is what's gotten you into rap, just a Wikipedia page about Snoop. This guy's pretty cool.
It's a fair bit going. Fast forward to 2018, serial bet hedger Snoopy is a Christian. His saviour is Jesus, he said. And he always had deep gospel influences.
Oh, yeah.
New album. Anyone familiar with the Bible will know exactly where in the New Testament it says, Brittany would make a better prostitute than Christina. She's thicker. Snoop just relaying the message. Don't
that,
shoot him.
Was that Snoop Dogg or Snoop God? Is that his new...
All right, the incident. Sorry, everyone. Just to disclaim, too, like you joke about there not being a plane, these didn't even get in the air.
Oh, great.
But there's heaps of them.
So he's had multiple we're not leaving.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Just in case some nerdy little fucking dork wants to get us on a technicality. I think you'll find the podcast not called On The Ground Brawls. Fuck off. Calvin, though, he cannot ever be, you know, accused of not following his malleable dreams. He he's ended up following these dreams all the way to John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, in September 2006. Nearly a decade since he'd been in court answering to firearms possession charges. And he's going through screening, as even celebrities have to do. And what did they find?
A gun, surely.
No, a collapsible police baton.
Even worse.
One of those telescopic ones for, you know, concealing and bashing in quick succession. Also serves as a conch if you, you know, can't be bothered flicking it out. It's a bit cumbersome flicking that out. It's satisfying. Feels real good flicking one of them out. Useful for bashing citizens in close proximity to CCTV. It's not really an even playing field, is it? Like, police are allowed to have these sorts of things. Why can't Calvin? I'll just even it up.
Well, he's got the bodyguard with him who's got some stuff, obviously.
Oh, he's got weapons.
Yeah.
On a belt. Well, like a fucking security guard, G.I. Joe looking one with all the shit.
I don't think you're putting a gaff on a belt.
Bodyguards are just big.
Huh?
I don't see bodyguards with stuff. They're just big, I know.
I don't know. They're normally looking after little people, so they might. Right. This might be 5'11".
Donald Etra, Snoop's lawyer, Johnny Cochran, had moved on just 1 year earlier in 2005 to become one of Jesus' sunbeams. Like a sunset. All that advocating for British celebrities, one of whom included MJ himself in 1993, obviously in heaven. Having a well-earned laugh. When Johnny Cochran died, the Jays, both OJ and MJ, attended his funeral.
Wow.
That's special. Donald Etra, though, he's still an ambulance-chasing LA lawyer, mate of George W. Bush from Yale. And he told the court it was a prop for a musical sketch, the Sick. Baton. I didn't manage to get any info about why he needed it in his carry-on. I don't know. I've seen guns come out on the baggage belt. Well, it's not that hard to get a weapon from A to B. But in the USA, collapsible police baton is considered more dangerous than a gun, so fair enough.
Well, it was like that guy, the person that rushed Chappelle on stage.
Yeah, what did he have?
Had it was a knife, but it was concealed in a fake gun.
What?
Yeah. That's how it works in America. Can't bring a knife unless you hide it in a gun. Then that's your right to bring it wherever you want.
He'd hollowed out the whole gun, hit it like a,
yeah, there was like
a cute little bayonet.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Very strange. Donald Etra, not as good as Johnny Cochran. He didn't do the job. As a result of not having Jackie Charles in his corner, Broder's got 3 years probation for the airport fuck-up, as well as 160 hours of community service, which he didn't have to do until 2007, which means he didn't have to do it. They forget. Community service I'd have to perform for concealed weapons, I reckon, be vastly different from Snoop just going, you know, I'd be doing an emu parade on the fucking Bruce Highway. Snoop's just having a powwow on a street corner with some troubled kids about football. You know, so yeah, I'll just clock 5 hours chatting to these lads.
Do you reckon that's why he started it, to try and get some community service hours in? Like, he's built them up already?
Yeah.
So he goes, you got 80 hours community service. You go, well, fucking already got 120 saved up.
Yeah.
Just take it out of that.
Most of us, right, I can't speak for all of you, but most of us, within the next few weeks following getting caught with a deadly weapon in our carry-on, probably think, oh, I'd better pull my head in for a little while, lay low until the heat's off me, especially near airports, not Calvin. 1 month later, Calvin was at beautiful Burbank in LA, parked up at a passenger loading zone, stayed too long. didn't like. That's a clown. I fucking hate that. It's one of my bugbears. Some stand there waiting for your mum or someone to pull up. Some fucking turds, just, you know, some I'm all right, Jack, just sitting there for half an hour
reading a paper.
Get a phone. Turn off the engine, long as he likes. Lord Muck. Not this day, though. No way, Jose. The police were there. Seppo Airport cops, slightly less ineffectual than our AFP that hang around out the front of our airports punching darts, doing fuck all.
No, but again, the AFP at the airports, they're not busy until all of a sudden there's 80 bikies punching on. You know, it's one of those jobs. It's like being a pilot. It's good until it's not, you know?
Yeah.
Real cruise a year, and then fuck, that's a lot of tattoos that have just walked off this plane. Get ready.
These ones were in attack mode. Move your car, brought us. Wasn't going to cut it. So they searched it. What did they find?
Oh. Weed.
Chunk of weed and a gun. Opposites. Standard. Why would you need all that peaceful weed if you're a gun violence enthusiast?
Crazy. Did they check it wasn't a big lighter? Like maybe it was a big novelty Zippo.
And it complicates, actually, because Broadus is a felon from 1990 on the murder thing, and they can't have guns. Not the murder thing, drug dealing thing, beg your pardon. God's yet to amend that right in the Constitution. Felons have to stick to bashing people with batons and other shit. Can't have guns. It's a dream of most American cops, though, just to stop someone for a traffic infraction and it escalate into a felony crime. Imagine that. Like, they're all like that. Like, open the trunk, sir.
Yeah.
And, like, best case scenario, there's someone alive in there that they can be a hero and save. But they'll take a body, whatever. And after the second run-in with the law, in as many months, even Snoop Doggy Lion Dog was going to keep his head down. You know, don't travel around with drugs or guns in your car. Maybe stay at a Burbank for a while. Nah. November of the same year, 1 month later, he was arrested for drugs and firearms in his car. He just finished a spot on Jay Leno, your comedic hero, when he was pulled over and taken into custody. Guns.
It's really not helping the weed makes you forgetful stereotype, is it? Yeah. Just keeps rolling around with weed and guns.
Well, it also, and this goes against like the potheads I know, he had the wherewithal to create some secret compartments in the car.
Sick.
I don't do that. Marijuana, usual stuff. But there's how much people love driving cars. Like, if you're a fucking... You'd never drive a car again if you're that rich. Just get it done. It's a manhood thing. You'd just be backseat. Why drive if you don't need to? He was charged with possession of a gun by a convicted felon and transportation of marijuana. Charges that would attract a 4-year prison term if he wasn't famous.
Yeah. What's he got?
Instead, he got a good old-fashioned get out of here, buddy.
Oh, ruffle of the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, silly Snoop.
5 years probation and 800 hours of community service. Fuck. Playing video games with some neighbourhood teenagers down at Time Zone. On top of this, though, two of his like security detail were accredited Roland 20s Crips gang members. Do you know them?
I know Crips.
Yeah, righto. Well, this must be a subset. He was... He was prohibited from hiring a felon or gang member as a bodyguard from then on. Good luck finding a decent bodyguard with no rap sheet. Calvin the Snoop Monk.
It's like saying we need to hire a surgeon, but they can't have been to uni. You go, well, you're not getting a surgeon.
Well, you are in America. Do what you want. Chiropractors are fucking surgeons there. The third of his three airport incidents... came as well in 2006, but we're turning back the clock to April this time. Broadus, he's at Heathrow on his way to do a concert in Johannesburg, South Africa. They'd flown from LA, had a few shandies on the way. It was a scheduled stop, and he travels fucking heavy. Big entourage, this guy. In fact, I know someone who toured Snoop in Australia about 15 years ago and said it was massive. Like, he had everyone from his neighbourhood was with him.
Yeah.
And he had a guy, full-time job was... just be ready to play video games when Snoop wants to.
Yeah.
They had to carry around a TV the size of this wall with them because, you know, a hotel for Falcons not going to be good enough. you want to play pretend cartoon soldiers? Don't think so. It's got to be big.
What a fucking weird way to live. One of my favourite documentaries is Broke on 30 for 30, where all the athletes just burn through their cash, and a lot of it's that shit. you know, yeah. I hired my buddy to do web design. What did he do before that? He was a criminal. Okay. Yeah. I gave him $100,000 a month.
Yeah,
I don't have money anymore. What happened?
There's a lot of that, but also the travel somewhere and just take home with you. Mm. It's crazy talk. Anyway, it's the greatest country in the world. Why wouldn't you take it? So he's got a bunch of mates with him, this bloke, and some of them are travelling first class, some are in economy. There's your yeah. problem. All 30...
Someone beat him at FIFA. You're yeah. down the back.
All 30 of them wanted to go into the...
30?
Yeah, 30.
Fucking hell.
Wanted to go into the British Airways first class lounge and trash the place. Probably. BA weren't having that. Any economy filth can fuck off, please. Tell you what, on that, I'm allowed to take a few people into Virgin Lounge these days due to lots of flying. I reckon I want to turn up with a few just in headlocks. Just grab the biggest grubs from the airport. Go, you. Get in, do your worst. Just don't sit near me. I'll see what's going to happen. Get our money's worth.
Just someone mushing a Krispy Kreme into a smaller ball so they could just swallow a few at a time.
Yeah.
I need you, sir. Quite like this entourage thing. You drinking the beer at 7 a.m. Come with me.
Yeah. The lads, instead of saying, yeah, fair enough, they forced their way in and the cops came. And they thought, oh, there's only one thing for this, a riot.
Wow.
Even though some of the police have dogs, we're going to attack them. That's pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
And that they did. They injured 7 pigs. One got a broken hand, the rest got bruises. The lads were in the middle of a traditional full-scale punch-up with the police when a few thought, oh, fuck this, let's go get some duty-free. I'm taking the free part literally and just gone for just taking stuff.
That's what you need in a fight. If you can't get a weapon, just a big fuck-off Toblerone. Yeah. Just come in.
In the duty-free, it's a bit one-in, all-in. They smashed that up just like they did with the lounge. Especially anything made of glass. You want maximum effort, minimum impact in life. And who doesn't? Smashing a full bottle of booze, do the job. Or perfume, whatever. One night in the clink in London for that.
One?
Fucking hell, one.
For a riot, a 30-person riot in an airport.
Yep, that's it. They did miss the flight. Banned for life from BA, a bit like myself. And the first of 3 charity gigs. Good one, pigs. You know, ruining Snoop's charity in Johannesburg didn't happen.
Oh.
Disappointing for all involved, especially the children. He did manage, though, to get out on bail the very next day and go to the RSA a day later to do the other ones.
So he got to South Africa on bail.
Bail means something different to different people.
Yeah, yeah.
Banned from entry to the UK for the foreseeable future.
Same. Is he going back to the same airport?
What do you mean?
Like, is he the next day? So he gets out.
Yeah,
he's going
to
go
back to Heathrow. Yeah,
back to Heathrow.
They're still mopping up. He's he's out of the clink. Whatever.
You guys got any of the 1 liter Jimmy? Nah, they're all on the floor. What's happening here? This place has gone to the Snoop Dogs.
The foreseeable future meant 2 years later, when. He got back in because he had some concerts to do, didn't he? A man has to work. Snoopus is one of only 3 Western stars, it's a bit of trivia, on the Russian Walk of Fame.
Oh.
Who do you reckon the other two are?
Steven Seagal.
No, but I like the cutty
jib. Oh, maybe if they move there, the Russians see that as weakness.
Yeah, no.
Fuck, Snoop... Are they weird? Are they athletes?
They're
musos?
Technically. I mean, one's just nothing. She's just famous. They're Americans. Oh, actually, no. One's not. One's Belgian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's that?
JCVD.
Oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yes.
He's on the
fucking
Russian
crowd's
phone.
On today. 2 from 2.
Yeah.
I like it.
And the other is Paris Hilton.
Oh. So Snoop, Jean-Claude, Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill. No.
Well, you can't kill JCVD, so there's that.
taken care of.
I'm surprised Paris didn't go back over once the Ukraine thing kicked off and just fucking chisel the name out. It's a bad look.
Oh, I don't think she mind about bad looks. On a lighter note, obviously.
Got to get darker. Yeah.
Calvin and a few mates found themselves in the Guinness Book of Records.
Oh, Jesus.
What do you reckon this was for?
Biggest blunt?
Biggest blunt? No, but it's biggest something.
Biggest entourage fight at an airport.
No.
Oh.
They'd have that if it was in there. Guinness don't like violent incidents for records. Can't do it. Why?
Oh.
It'd just be a book of people going fucking crazy to try and get a record. it was the largest... the largest paradise cocktail. 180 bottles of gin, 156 bottles of apricot brandy, and 28 gallons of orange juice.
That is the recipe for wellness.
That's hip-hop wellness, yeah. What an achievement. One of Snoopelius...
Hey, you've never spoken about your Guinness World Record attempt. You almost made the book. How long ago? 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years.
And what do you think Heggie was going for? That's the... Fuck, the crowd is on. It was leg hair, world's longest leg hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought the world's longest whatever, it was always an old Indian man. You know, so a fingernails guy and hair.
Their ear hair was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But longest leg hair, and what happened?
Well, like the record holder was some dude. His was on the upper thigh. I'm like, that's a fucking pube, man. That's... if they had a category for longest shin hair, I would have had it.
Yeah.
It's just one just off my shin, just flicking around in the window. Like, what the fuck? I thought it was a cobweb or something. I go, no, that's a hair. And it was like, I saw it one day and it was white and it's going, fuck. And I've looked it up, I've measured it, and I was about 12, 13 centimetres or something. And it's growing.
Yeah, as hair tends to do.
It kept growing and it was growing about half a centimetre a month. I thought, I did the quick maths. And so I'm going to have this record in about 3 months. Contact them, say, get out of here. Something special's about to happen. And I spent the whole winter with that leg out of the covers so it wouldn't rub off. Didn't put jeans on. Yeah. Well, that's just shorts.
Were you married at the time?
No.
No. Oh.
Didn't put jeans.
What do you know?
Just wore shorts all winter, so with nothing touching it. No long socks, nothing. I did. The one mistake I made was obviously... And
trying to grow the world's longest leg hair?
No. Well, you don't try, but... was what gets a lot of people in the end was vanity. I was telling too many people, I was going, check this out. Fucking, a bit of a break in conversation. You go, fuck, I've got a good one. Check this out. But then I didn't yank it or anything. I was like, don't touch. Stand back and I'll show you. But then one morning, gone. But I had contact with them. I said, we'll come out right now for like £600 or something stupid. Yeah. So no. What? Why? I'm a world champion.
Was it?
You should be paying me. And they said, no, someone will come in 6 months then. I said, book it in.
Was it long enough that if your partner found it in bed, she would have thought you were cheating?
Yeah.
Who's the old white haired lady you've been rooting, Luke? I'm all over it.
Why does she sleep, tip to tail? Snoop, always be closing, Snoopelius Maximus, one of his quotes is, when I'm no longer a rapper, I want to open an ice cream parlour and call myself Scoop Dog.
Oh. Unfortunately, he's been beaten there by another rapper. One that's rapped even less, Fat Man Scoop.
Oh, okay. Oh, is he
was out. He was out. I met him. I played basketball with him in Melbourne the other week. It was very fucking weird. The radio show.
Did you get a few layups?
On Fat Man Scoop, he couldn't play basketball. He did an underarm throw. Oh, I know.
Why would that?
That's so great for a rapper. Do you know what song he's from? Oh, fuck. I'll give you $1,000.
You did it recently. You screaming or something. Put your hands in the air or some shit.
That's a lot of rap songs. So yeah, I need more information. Yeah, it's Fat Man Scoop. Be faithful. $100 bill. Put your hands up.
Right. Yeah. I got it.
Sorry, I did the voice. That's probably frowned upon. But
It's an audio medium. People shouldn't frown on anything that comes through a microphone. A few people are here watching. It's the lowest form of the arts. But generally, it's...
Fat Man Scoop did it already. He went to an ice cream store. He was handing it out, doing Fat Man Scoops. That guy's truly living the dream. He yelled on a song in 2003 and still just flying around the world doing it. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Effort for pay, that's up there with lottery.
Oh, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But does he have a mirror? Because, you know... You have to walk past one every now and then. Snoop has never been afraid to get political as a public figure and stand behind his beliefs, which as they turn out are as malleable as his dreams. In 2012, Snoop Dogg endorsed Representative Ron Paul in the Republican presidential primary.
Wow.
But later he would vote for Barack Obama in the general election. And on Instagram, he gave 10 reasons to vote for Obama, including, he a black, he's BFFs with Jay-Z, and Michelle got a fat ass.
So that were three of the 10 reasons?
That's three of them, yeah.
Beautiful.
And he presented 10 reasons not to vote for Mitt Romney, including, he a white, that motherfucker's name is Mitt.
Hey.
Fair enough.
See, a broken clock's right twice a day. Yeah. You know, you make a point, you make a point.
And the other one was, he a hoe.
Oh. There's I was Snoop. Hoping he'd say, his wife's got a flat ass. You go, oh, Snoop.
This is good. We're going to wind up, so we'll talk about it. In 2015, at a keynote address, like anyone can Snoop. Do keynotes.
Snoop's at a lectern.
He's doing a keynote. You've got a keynote, don't you?
Little PowerPoint?
Yeah. Yeah.
Snoop was doing one.
Not PowerPoint, I doubt, but he was a keynote address.
Yeah, great.
Keynote's very profitable for anyone who wants to get into public speaking. I mean, Nick's got one on resilience. And he was doing his keynote address, and while he's doing that, he blamed Reagan.
Dream, believe, achieve, guys. Yeah, sorry.
He blamed Reagan for shipping guns and drugs into high crime areas in LA in the 80s. And that's crazy.
I think that was a proven thing. The CIA was doing some dodgy shit.
Here's some
letting
guns.
Crack in. Yeah.
Just give me a head start. Here's some guns.
Yeah.
All right.
I've also been hitting the bongs today.
Yeah.
And found some very interesting things on YouTube, all right? Look into it.
He's endorsed Hillary Clinton in 2016... and Joe Biden in 2020. So he's gone, you know, total Democrat. Snoop, bop a loop bop.
A bop bamboo, yeah.
He's advocated for same-sex marriage in 2013, so good on him. And he still advocates for the defunding of police departments, saying, we need to start taking the money out of their pocket and put it back into our communities where we can police ourselves.
Oh, if there's one man I'm not trusting to police himself.
Yeah.
It's old three times with a gun at the airport, Snoop.
Oh, yeah. Look, I haven't had great dealings with the filth myself, but it definitely trumps nothing.
Yeah.
Just carrying batons around on planes.
Yeah. Why do we need police? 30 men in a duty free can sort this out all by themselves.
Well, you see it on planes. Like, diminutive flight attendants and sometimes, as you say, male stewardesses as well have to get in and detain someone, and they're not good enough. Police are better at it, obviously. We need the cops, and cops need guns. And people need to witness other people getting shot so they fucking behave themselves. That's how it is. Just watch a guy get his head slammed on the side of a paddy wagon. You fucking hell, I'm going to put my shirt back on and go home.
And that's actually Heggie's keynote that you just heard a bit from. Goes around to primary schools telling the kids, you better behave.
Man, we do have to wind up, but Snoop, oh, before we do, so I'm going to be outside after this. I'm going to be out shifting shirts.
Oh, jeez.
If anyone's there, just on the Snoop thing.
Heggy dog. Yeah.
Lobby just outside the door there shifting. Nick's going to be doing meet and greets in the toilets. I don't know. While I'm working. This guy, though, he's Snoop Bopaloopopalop Bamboo has sold over 23 million albums in the United States, 35 million worldwide. And now he owns Death Row Records, the one that started him. He owns it now. It's pretty good. And he still, after all that, does ads for menus.
How do you turn up to Death Row Records? What have you been up to this morning, Snoop? I sang a song for Menu Log.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't own Tupac's back catalogue, mate. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Everything must go. Like that's just a real commitment to,
yeah,
you know, love of the working class is getting run over while they bring our lasagna sandwich combos around.
Yeah.
Crazy talk.
And there's a reason we've got to wrap it up, because on Tuesday, speaking of everything must go, Heggy's off to...
That's where we'll have to depart from this week's episode. Something said I better left in the room. If you'd like to hear some of that for yourself, come along to the next live mid-flight brawl. But for now, tune in next week for more mid-flight brawl.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.